Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines. Today's episode is brought to you by the Boy Scouts of America. Everyone knows that Girl Scouts sell cookies, but did you know that the Boy Scouts have been selling popcorn for decades? You can order online and have it shipped directly to you. If you're not that fond of popcorn, there is an option where you can donate popcorn for the men and women fighting to keep us free. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/popcorn. Again, that's otrwesterns.com/popcorn. And as a special side deal, what I'm going to do is anyone who places an order on otrwesterns.com/popcorn gets 1 month free of the member section on our site. All you have to do is send me your order number and you get 1 month free. Again, for more information, go to otrwesterns.com/popcorn. Today's episode is going to be The Cisco Kid. Original air date is February 16th, 1954, and the title is Lady Sheriff of Sandy Gulch. Hope you enjoy, and again, thanks for listening.
Here's adventure. Here's romance. Here's the famous Robin Hood of the Old West.
Cisco, the sheriff, he is getting closer.
This way, Pancho. Vamano.
The Cisco Kid. The Cisco Kid in our exciting story, The Lady Sheriff of Sandy Gulch. Patricia Perkins, weight 250 pounds, was an outspoken two-gun broth of a lady. Moreover, by virtue of male chivalry and lack of adequate opposition, she was sheriff of Sandy Gulch County. But since news traveled slowly in the early days of the Old West, few bad men heard of the lady sheriff, and those who did hear didn't believe it. As our story opens, Badger Jones and Crowfoot Snyder are lying in wait for the morning stage out of Sandy Gulch.
You sure this is a stage roads, Badger?
Of course I'm sure. Look at them wheel ruts.
Well, all right, I was just asking. I never been in this county before.
Neither have I. But anybody ought to be able to see that. Now listen, Crowfoot. When the stage comes along, we're going to stop it,
yeah?
See? The sheriff will be on the stage, going over to Cactus City on business. We'll take him with us just long enough to get the keys to the Sandy Gulch jail. And we'll dump him out in the desert on our way in.
Well, I guess I know all that, Badger.
Well, I just want to make sure. Sometimes you get things mixed up, Crowfoot.
How do you know the sheriff will be on this stage?
Because a couple of our boys overheard the marshal in Cactus City tell how the sheriff was coming over by stage Monday morning on legal business. And after we get them keys, we'll ride on to Sandy Gulch and let Jeff Dalton out of that jail. Get ready now. Here's the stage.
Yeah, sure, we'll be glad to move around. It's cold doing nothing.
Draw your gun, Crowfoot.
Yeah.
And when I stop the stage, you keep them horses from bolting.
All right.
Come on. All right, pull up them horses.
Hey, what are we stopping for, driver? What's going on out there?
You'll find out, ma'am. Oh, just you and this little shrimp, eh, ma'am? Well, judging by that star, he's the one we want. Come on out there, you.
Hey, quit that.
Keep him covered, Crowfoot.
Yeah. Why, are you maverick, you two-legged coyote.
Shut up, get back in there.
Well, I'll get back nothing as soon as I can get my guns under my coat.
Guns,
here.
Well, in that case... Now, if I could just push you back into the state. There. Now... Get out of here fast, driver, and don't look back.
Yeah, you oughtn't have done that, Badger.
Done what?
Gun whipped a woman. That ain't polite.
Think I want to get shot? Anyway, I didn't gun whip her hard. All right, you, Sheriff. Hand over the keys to the jail.
I ain't got the keys.
Come on, come on.
I ain't the sheriff neither.
What?
I'm only the deputy. My wife's the sheriff.
What? A lady sheriff?
Well, that star of yours does say deputy, don't it?
Well, was that your wife on the stage?
Sure was, mister. Elected last month. I'm Pee Wee Perkins.
Has she got the keys?
Yep.
He may be lying, Crowfoot. Take his guns and search him.
Well, I never heard of no lady sheriff. Hey, turn around, Umby. I'll look through your pockets. He ain't got no keys on him, Badger.
Now, blaze it. Now, come on, then. Leave the little shrimp here. We gotta go after that stage. Just my blasted luck. All right, come there. Come here. On. Get there.
Lady Sheriff, Cisco?
Si, a lady sheriff, Pancho. Sheriff Patricia Perkins of Sandy Gulch.
But Pancho never heard about the lady sheriff before, Cisco.
You'll hear a lot about this one, amigo, before she gets through her term of office.
Oh?
She has sworn to run the bandidos out of her county, and I believe she will.
Oh, Pancho think you see the stage coming, Cisco.
Oh, si. Be coming along here soon.
Cisco know this lady sheriff, huh?
No, but we have mutual friends, Pancho.
But Cisco do not know the lady sheriff. Why we go to Sandy Gulch to see this lady sheriff?
Because her first prisoner is an hombre who calls himself Joe Smith.
Joe Smith?
Senora suspects he is the bandido chief, Jeff Dalton.
Oh.
So she sent word to ask if we would ride to Sandy Gulch and identify him.
Oh, si, si. We know that hombre, Jeff Dalton. The sheriff expected this morning, Cisco?
Not necessarily, Pancho. I sent word we'll be over within the next day or so.
Uh-huh.
But since we finish our mission in Cactus City ahead of time, let us give the stage room to pass, amigo. Come on, Diablo. Get
down. Go. Give the stage room pass now. Come on.
Hey, you driver. Where in tarnation do you think you're going? Stop them horses.
Oh, lady is mad, Cisco.
Yeah, I would say she is, Chico.
Stop them horses, I tell you.
Hold, Diablo. Hold.
Chase them hombres, you yellow-bellied galoot.
Mad.
Why didn't you? Well, who are you two hombres? Now get them up, both of you. Come on, now reach. Who are you?
Be careful with those guns, senora.
The impassionate one to get shot this morning.
I am the Cisco Kid, and this is my compañero, Pancho.
Oh, well, come on down off of them there horses, and let me have a look at you.
Oh, si, senora. Si, senora.
Yeah. Well, I guess you're the Cisco Kid and Pancho. On your way to Sandy Gulch, huh?
Si, senora.
Well, I didn't expect you quite so soon. I'm Sheriff Pat Perkins.
Have you been hurt, senora sheriff?
Si, the senora sheriff got a big lump on her forehead.
A couple of sidewinders topped the stage a ways back. One of them gun-whipped me, and I guess the two of them just made off with my husband, Pee-wee.
How far back did this happen, senora?
I don't know. Just come to a minute ago. Hey, driver, turn them horses around. We're going back.
Pancho and I will ride ahead of you. We can pick up the trail where those hombres stopped the stage.
Cisco, get those hombres for you, senora. Cisco, find your husband.
I don't need any help. All I want to do is get my hands on those two wall-eyed mavericks, and I'll tie them in knots.
Pancho, think the senora would do it too, Cisco?
I have no doubt. Let us get started, Pancho.
Most caught up the stage, Badger.
As soon as we get around this bend in the road, ought to be in sight.
Just one thing.
What's that?
Don't gun whip the lady again. I'd just as soon gun down any hombre, but I'm polite to ladies, Badger.
She's the sheriff, Ernest.
Well, the same. She's a lady.
All right. I ain't aiming to gun whip her if she don't get rough. All I want is the keys to that jail. Get up, horse. Get on this bend.
Yeah, come on. Hey, look out, Badger. Couple of riders.
Hold
the other. Hold the other. Stand away. What
do you hombres try to do? Oh, run smack into us, will you? Get on off them horses. We'll beat the tar out of you.
Yeah, it's been a long time since I had a good fight.
Well, that is nobody's fault, hombres. But if you want to fight about it...
Do you want to fight about it?
Come on, Crowfoot.
Very well. We will end it as soon as we can.
Pancho punches hombres, you know. Right in the shin.
I would rather take care of him for you, Pancho. As soon as I take care of this, you punch.
Bueno, Cisco, he bounced.
Now for you.
He bounced twice. Oh. He's the stage, Cisco.
Yes.
So you rounded up the Mavericks, did you, Cisco? Well, I'll take over now. Where's my husband, you scoundrels? Oh, come on, tell me. What did you do with Pee-wee? You there, get up on your feet.
Un momento, Senora Sheriff. There's an hombre walking this way, far back along the trail.
Where? Here. Well, that's him. That's Pee-wee, Cisco.
We didn't hurt him none, ma'am.
So you're the hombre that gunned with me, huh? Well, by
Jesus... A man's got a right to defend himself when anybody starts to pull a gun on him, ma'am.
What did you take Pee-wee for? Well, come on, talk up.
Well, you see, ma'am, we wanted...
Shut up, Crowfoot. I'll do the talking. A friend of ours lost a lot of money to a card sharp named Perkins. We heard a hombre by the name of Perkins was going to be on the stage. We figured this was the same fella, so we took him to get our friend's money for him.
What do you think, Cisco?
I do not know, Senora. These hombres are strangers to me.
Pancho never see them neither, Senora.
Well, all right, then. Seeing how Pee-wee's walking along like he ain't heard, I'll let you go this time.
It might be well to hold him, Senora, until the Senor gets here. He might have a different story.
I make up my own mind, Cisco. All right, you galoots just get.
Okay, sure will, ma'am.
Yeah, you bet.
And keep out of my county.
Yeah, you bet. Get up.
Cisco, do you think those hombres tell the truth?
I doubt it, Pancho. But then we are not the sheriff of the county. No. Come, let us go meet Senor Pee-wee.
Pee-wee, are you all right?
Yeah, I'm all right, but Dad blamed them hombres.
Well, as long as it didn't hurt you, that's all I care about. Well, shake hands here with the Cisco kid, Pee-wee. Cisco, this is my husband and deputy.
I am very happy to know you, Senor Pee-wee.
Same to you, Cisco.
And this here is Pancho.
Aren't you glad to know you, Senor Pee-wee? Howdy, Pancho.
Why did those hombres take you from the stage, senor?
Si, why? Bless their hides. They thought I was the sheriff. They wanted the keys to our jail.
They did? The keys?
Yeah. When they found out you was the sheriff, they started out at the stage again.
But why would they want the keys to the jail?
You have a prisoner in your jail, have you not, senora?
Why, yeah,
whom
but
you think may be Jeff Dalton?
Oh, I begin to understand, Cisco. Well, I suppose I'd better get back to Sandy Gulch in case they try to break him out. But I sure ought to be getting back to Cactus City this morning.
Pancho and I will watch the jail for you if you wish, senora.
Yeah, it's cool in the jail. And Pancho take a nice siesta there, too, huh?
There'll be no siesta, Chico, if you are guarding a jail.
No siesta, huh?
Well, I don't know, Cisco. I ain't too well acquainted with you, you know.
Oh, we've heard a lot about the Cisco kid. He's all right, Patricia.
Well, all right. I'll take a chance. Yeah, here's a key, Cisco.
Gracias, senora.
Now, if that Joe Smith hombre turns out to be Jeff Dalton, just watch him close, because he is a bad one.
We will watch him.
We both watch him, senora.
Well, come on, Pee-wee, let's be getting to Cactus City. Oh, yeah, one thing more, Cisco. I'm much obliged to you.
Yeah, it's a mighty fast ride, Badger. This horse of mine's most winded.
Right, Fat Crowfoot. Get here ahead of Cisco and that other sidewinder.
Yeah, we just about made it, circling clear away around the hill.
Yeah, they're most here now.
Yeah. How do you know Cisco's got them keys, Badger?
What do you suppose I got these field glasses for? I saw the lady sheriff hand them over to him.
Yeah, but why'd she give them to him?
How do I know? Maybe to guard the jail while she's away. The point is, he's got them. Now, get this, Crowfoot.
Yeah?
You're mighty good with a rope. When Cisco and the other one ride past just below us, rope them and hold them till I can cover them and get their guns.
Yeah, all right, Badger. Yeah.
All right, Hustle. Get that rope ready. They're almost here. Make sure of them now, Crowfoot.
Okay, they're as good as rope right now.
All right. Let her go.
Hey, Santo!
Nice work, Crowfoot. Don't try to get them guns of yours, Cisco. You either.
Is it two hombres, Cisco?
Hey, just what do you banditos want?
We're going to truss you up like a turkey and leave you out here in the brush. Then we're going to take them keys and turn Jeff Dalton loose.
Oh, so it is Jeff Dalton in that jail.
That's right. And when Jeff hears we got you, Cisco, he's going to come back here after you. Jeff ain't got any love for you.
See? Now let me tell you this. When Pancho and I get away, we are coming after you and tell that Coyote Dalton the same.
See, Coyote Dalton the same.
And come off them horses, Crowfoot. Going to get away, are you?
See, I believe we will.
Yeah, we'll see about that. You first, fat one.
You will regret this, hombre.
Yeah, but not as much as you will, Cisco. That'll hold him for a while. And when Jeff Dalton gets here, he'll finish him off. Tie him up, Crowfoot. We'll get going to that jail.
It looks as though Cisco and Pancho are again in danger of losing their lives. In just a moment, we'll return to the Cisco Kid. Now, back to the Cisco Kid in our exciting story, The Lady Sheriff of Sandy Gulch. Roped and dragged from their horses by two henchmen of the bandit Jeff Dalton as they were riding to the town of Sandy Gulch, Cisco and Pancho were gun-whipped into unconsciousness, then tied securely and left while the two men rode to town. Now, lying on the ground in a little clearing...
Pancho get hit by a freight train. Oh, Pancho's head go around like a top.
See, so does mine. Oh. It's an effort even to open my eyes. Oh, those banderos.
Oh, Pancho, remember now, Cisco. Gun whip Cisco and Pancho.
Mother of me, I should have known we might be ambushed in that draw.
But Cisco not could know. We not know this country very well, Cisco.
No, it makes no difference. Well, this is a good lesson to me.
Uh-huh.
This rope is not tight.
Too tight, like
this one tight, Cisco.
So is this.
Uh-huh.
Fine way to justify the lady sheriff's confidence. Taking prisoners like this. When that hombre Jeff Dalton gets here...
We must get out of these ropes, Pancho.
Pancho like to, but how, Cisco?
Did they take your knife, amigo?
Yeah, take the knife, the guns, the everything.
And our only chance is for one of us to try and
stretch this rope enough to get our hands free.
Pancho try. Pancho think Cisco so mad... Cisco, do it.
I am mad, Pancho. I want just one thing, amigo, and that is to get free and then find those hombres.
Boy! Hey,
won't there be nobody guarding this jail, Badger?
I doubt it. Keep your gun hand ready, Crowfoot.
Yeah. Let's go.
Be ready when I open this door.
Yeah. Nobody here.
No. Come on, let's get into the cell block. Hey, Jeff. Jeff Dalton.
Yeah, who is it?
It's me. Crowfoot, Jeff. Come to get you out of here.
About time somebody got here.
There you are, Jeff. Come on.
Where'd you get that key, Badger?
From the Cisco Kid.
What? Did you say from the Cisco Kid?
Why, sure, Jeff. We roped him and the other one.
We got them both tied up, Jeff, a couple miles from here. That lady sheriff gives Cisco the keys to his jail. He was going to stand guard till she and her husband got back.
You got Cisco, huh? He's just the hombre I want to see. Soon as I leave a note for that lady sheriff saying Cisco let me out of jail.
We sure got that business in Cactus City over with mighty quick, Patricia.
I wanted to get back here as quick as I could, Pee-wee. That's why I hired these horses. Just had a feeling that things might not be right. Yeah. Well, I don't see any sign of Cisco and Pancho's horses.
Maybe they put them in the corral out back.
Well, maybe, but I... Cisco ain't in here.
Well, that's funny.
Door to the cell block's open. I'll go have a look.
Hey, Pee-wee! Pee-wee, that Smith hombre's gone!
Yeah, and here's a note. Listen to this, Patricia. It says, "Thanks for letting me have the key, Sheriff. It sure helped to let my friend, Jeff Dalton, loose." Signed, the Cisco Kid.
Oh, that's Sidewinder. That's what I get for trusting an hombre I don't know. Come on, Pee-wee. We're going to track that scoundrel down if I have to follow him clean across the border.
Fasten that can stretch this rope. Cisco,
I am having a little better luck, Pancho. As I thought, this rope is new enough to stretch.
Mm-hmm.
One or two more times. I think I'll be able to free my hand. There, one hand is free, amigo.
Bueno, Cisco, bueno.
Now, the other one is free.
Uh-huh.
That hombre's overlooked the knife I carry in my pocket, Pancho, so I will cut these ropes from my ankles.
Mm-hmm.
There. Now, I'll free you, Pancho. There you are.
Ah, gracias, Cisco, gracias. And we follow those hombres now, huh?
That is just what we are going to do, Pancho.
Diablo! Logo!
Easy, boy. Now we will see what is what.
We see, Cisco.
Up, Diablo, up, Diablo.
Up, Logo, go now, go. We get to the jail in time to keep that Jeff Dalton hombre in, Cisco.
All right, Diablo, we will, Pancho. I'm hoping that Dalton will ride this way with the other two. Wait, Pancho. Oh, there. Ho,
Loco, ho, Loco. What you see? Huh?
Look ahead of us, Chico.
Oh, three riders come this way.
Those are the three we want, Pancho. Come on, let us get off the trail behind these trees. Come on, Diablo.
Come on, Loco.
This is just the chance I was hoping for.
We not got guns, Cisco. Those hombres got guns.
That is why we will have to take them by surprise, Pancho.
Uh-huh.
When they ride by this spot, we will ride out into them.
See?
And if I can get my hands on that Dalton hombre, perhaps I can get one of his guns.
Pancho tried to get the guns too, Cisco.
I'd rather you confuse those two other hombres, Pancho.
How confuse, Cisco?
Keep Loco plunging among them.
Uh-huh.
Keep their attention until I can take care of Dalton.
Pancho thinks you can take care of that hombre.
We will see. Careful now.
Uh-huh.
Here they come. When I give the word, ride out.
See, Pancho ride out. Confused hombre.
See, si, si.
First thing I'm going to do is finish off that Cisco
kid. Diablo, help! This way, Diablo, get to them. Come on. So, you are going to finish me off, are you, hombre? Drag you off that horse. Now, I'll take one of those guns, hombre.
I know you want it. Cut them down, boys.
Don't keep them busy. Hey, that gun, no.
You picked the wrong man when you picked me to fight with Cisco.
That may be, but how do you like that, hombre? Now, take those guns of yours.
Cisco, look out. Hombre got the gun now.
I see him, Pancho.
Bueno, shoot the gun out of the hand, Cisco.
Now, get down off those horses, both of you.
All right. Don't shoot, Cisco.
You, get down.
I'll get you for this, Cisco. Don't think I won't.
You are going to have your chance in just one moment. Pancho.
Cisco.
Here, take these guns. Hit the guns of these two hombres.
Yeah, Pancho, get them. Puts us in the other shoe now, no? All right, Cisco.
You are the hombre who gun-whipped us. You ask for your chance to get at me. You have it now, Quixote, and I hope you will take it.
I sure will.
Very well, hombre. This is for Senor Pee-wee. This one is for Pancho.
That one rock him, Cisco.
And finally, this one for me. How about you? You also like to fight?
No, Cisco.
Very well, then. Instead of taking one hombre back to jail, we will take three.
Cisco, hear the lady sheriff and Senor Pee-wee.
Yeah.
All right, Cisco, get your hands up.
Yeah, and you too, Pancho.
Pancho, get the hands up.
Tried to double cross us, huh, Cisco?
You are wrong, Senora Sheriff. If you mean because this Jeff Dalton hombre is free from jail, Pancho and I have not been near the jail.
Well, I got a note right here in your handwriting, Cisco.
Let me see that note, please, Senora. You think that is my handwriting? For a momento. I'll give you a sample, Senora Sheriff.
Well, all right, but...
Yeah. Does this look like the handwriting on that note?
No, but... what do you think, Pee-wee?
I think we'd all better ride back to town, Patricia. We can straighten this all out there.
You are a man of wisdom, Senor Pee-wee. And I can see you are a great help to the senora. By all means, let us go to the town and take these hombres with us. This time, we will see there is no escaping from that jail.
We
guess I owe you an apology, Cisco, for doubting you.
No apology is necessary, Senora. You made a natural mistake. And now that we have identified your first prisoner, Jeff Dalton, Pancho and I were right on our way.
Oh, no, no, Cisco. You ain't going anywhere yet.
But, Senora...
No, I won't hear to it. Maybe I am a lady sheriff, but oh, that don't mean I can't cook.
Cook? Huh? Food? Oh, Pancho hears you, Senora.
Yes, sir. I'm planning to get you two the biggest doggone meal this evening you ever ate. Steak.
Steak.
Enchiladas.
Enchiladas.
Hot bread.
Hot bread.
And gooseberry pie.
In a gooseberry pie. Oh, Cisco, we not can go.
You are right, Pancho. We'll accept your kind of invitation with many thanks, Senora Sheriff. Pancho.
Si, Cisco.
You have not told me about your cousin-in-law, Porfirio, lately.
No.
How is Porfirio getting along these days?
Oh, Porfirio get along all right, Cisco.
Well, I'm glad to hear it.
Except he lost two fingers on his hand.
Porfirio lost two fingers?
Si, Cisco, two fingers.
Oh, I'm very sorry to hear that, amigo. How did it happen?
Well, Porfirio buy a new horse, Cisco.
New horse, si.
And the horse got a bad temper, Cisco.
Si.
And Porfirio want to find out about the horse's teeth.
Si.
So Porfirio put his hand in the horse's mouth to see how many teeth the horse got.
Well, then what happened, Pancho?
The horse closed his mouth to see how many fingers Porfirio got.
Oh, Pancho!
Oh, Cisco!
Up, diablo!
Diablo,
and so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid. Listen again for another thrilling adventure of the Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Mather, Pancho by Harry Lang.
Welcome back. I hope you enjoyed this episode of OTRWesterns.com. Send me an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. Call, leave me a voicemail, 707-986-8739. Check us out on Twitter, @OTRWesterns, and don't forget to rate us on iTunes, OTRWesterns.com/iTunes. This podcast is a proud member of the OT Netcast Network. For more information and a list of all of our shows, go to otnetcast.com. Again, it's otnetcast.com. This episode is copyright 2011 under the attribution non-commercial share alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. Thanks for listening and have a great day.